Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. Yesterday, the Indiana Hoosiers traveled to Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Kentucky Wildcats, and it did not go well. The Hoosiers struggled with hitting, pitching, and defense, getting run-ruled 12-2 in seven innings. The media, including IUBase.com, spoke to head coach Jeff Mercer immediately following the game.
In that first inning, Levy looked pretty good, and he was actually using his fastball, which he didn't use in his last outing. Do you think he's worked up at this point?
Yeah, it really was just kind of second inning for all those guys. I don't know if it was the temperature or the cold or what it was, but he was better in the first inning, and then he got in good counts. He guys, you know, the hit by pitches were in the one-two counts, and then there to begin the inning, and then. Levy was I kind of thought he was in control, and obviously had a couple of guys, and I had to get him out of there. But yeah, I kind of thought going into it he would give us one time for the lineup, two maybe three innings, and then we could kind of see where the game was at and make decisions from there.
Last year, a few times there would be some snowball innings, and this year I haven't really seen that.
Yeah.
Except for maybe a little bit today with the hit by pitches and stuff. Do you think that's sort of an anomaly with the cold today?
Yeah, I would say that it was an anomaly. I'm not thrilled about it. With our series this weekend, getting moved up to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we were a little bit limited on what we can do in some of those situations, so that doesn't help. Those guys have been fine. That was the group of guys that didn't throw this past week or this past weekend in that five game set. But there really was no indication of that. We haven't done that all year, so sometimes baseball's just one of those days, right? Sometimes one of those days, and I don't want to make a mountain out of it and try to kind of have some levity to it all. But yes, it's frustrating, but at the same time, the group has done a really good job throughout the course of the year. So I don't want to, come plow fans.
You did mention the error. You've had a few costly defensive miscues over the last week or so. What's going on with that at this point?
It's a great question. I don't think that we didn't play very well across the board today, for whatever reason. The game, the travel, the cold, doesn't really matter. We just didn't play very well. I guess that's frustrating. Routine errors, the errors start the second inning. It kind of veered us off course from who we throw, what we do, how we manage the rest of the game. Just a routine play. We just make a routine play. So, there's not a ton of drill work that you do for a two hopper and at the shortstop, but you just gotta make the play and gotta get better at it.
Devin today picks up another extra base hit. Is he someone that you're gonna be expecting to use every single day of this series?
Yeah, that's a great question. I got a lot of thinking to do on what we want to do moving forward. But Devin's done a terrific job. And man, oh man, he's really made his case strong for an increase in playing time and potentially be an everyday guy. And at some point in time, we'll have to cross that bridge. But he's done an awesome job, and I'm very proud of him.
For the progression that Matthew Ellis has made, he had another really strong hit. It looked like he was laying off the off-speed and punishing the fastball.
Yeah, Matt had a good day. Matt, that's kind of two good days in a row offensively. Took a walk and a double and had a good at-bat the other day. So, we've all seen Matt do it. Sometimes we just get off to a slow start. That happens. It's part of the game. I've done it. We've all done it. But I trust Matt, and I believe in Matt, and he's going to keep getting opportunities, when it calls for it. There's nobody I want to have success more than I want Matt to have success, and he's earned the right for me to believe in it.
Yeah. Matt and their first baseman, when he walked, it seemed, I guess, a little bit friendlier, but it seemed like their first baseman kind of talked to Matt after that three-run homer. From your vantage point, did you see anything there?
I didn't. When my thing about this, when someone tosses a bat, does a bat flip, when you don't play well, and you walk 10 guys or hit 10 guys or whatever, you create 10 free bases, you make an error, and you chase ball four for strike three or four times, and you put yourself in that situation where you just don't play well. You don't play well in any phase of the game. And if someone hits a three-run homer and wants to toss a bat, you put yourself in that position. So if everyone wants to get upset, don't play poorly. Don't play poorly in all three phases of the game. Don't put yourself in that position. And, they have the right to celebrate how they want to celebrate. We have the right to do how we want to do it. So I didn't see it. I don't really know All I know is that we didn't play well, and when someone does that, if you don't play well, you get what you deserve, and today we deserve the air bucket.
Do you have a decision made as to who will start tomorrow and Thursday?
What is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. I think we're starting Whitaker tomorrow, and then Reisdorf Thursday, and then I think Sennard on Friday. And then we'll obviously have kind of that the regular group that should be all good and ready to go.
Obviously, it depends on those scenarios when you're going to use bullpen guys, but have you already maybe started to pick out some guys that you are intending to go along with some of your starters, match up together and stack them on top of one another?
Yeah. Bothwell would like to piggyback. One of the first 2 days, Seti, obviously we would like to, he's going to be on a short turnaround, but Seti, we would like to get in there probably Friday-ish. And then, Kraft was down today. Yoho, we're trying to get a breather today for team. So those guys, we'll be back in there. So, Bothwell is the one that I really would like to piggyback with somebody, if at all possible. He needs to go out and throw well, but he showed kind of signs of progression last week. And then Seti was terrific last weekend. So we just got to make sure that we don't abuse them on a short turnaround. And then we'll be able to kind of sit back with the weekend, having the weekend off, and really kind of line everything up for next weekend the way that we want to get lined up for next weekend.
That will conclude this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. The upcoming series with Morehead State at Bart Kaufman Field has been moved up 2 days due to the impending cold weather over the weekend. The series starts today, Wednesday at 4:30 p.m., and will include 4 p.m. games on Thursday and Friday. Due to this, Talking Hoosier Baseball will not record a new weekly episode until after the conclusion of the series. See you at the BART!